Hey everyone, this is Lions Talk, where we talk about the Rincon Lions and their basketball season. We're four games in now. I haven't done a podcast in a while, but just wanted to give you a little update on our team. We're 2-2. Started the season out 0-2. I won the last two games. The first game we played against the Cardinals, we lost 22-10. It was a game where it was unfair of fouls. We had two guys foul out, so that's 10 fouls. They had 9 fouls the entire time. Never mind that we had another player with 4. We had 2 players with 4 outside of that. It was just they got all the free throws, and that's how they beat us. We shot 2 out of 10 from the free throw line. Our offense was not in any groove. We were getting called for offensive fouls, defensive fouls the entire time. The kids were nervous. We lost to the Cardinals 22-10. We will see the Cardinals later on in the season. They will be our last game, so we look for the revenge. We played up at F&M Rec, and it was just an ugly game, very bad game for the first game of the season. Our leading scorer Elijah had 4, Isaac had 2, Tim had 2, and Eli had 2. Their leading scorer was number 4, and he had 9. So we lost 22-10. Then we came to the second game, and we started off so slow again. We were down 11-0 within 3 minutes. We were just getting smoked. And I actually went to our assistant, and I was like, what are we doing wrong? What is not clicking? Then we make a dramatic comeback. And when we tie up the game 42-42 at the end of regulation, the kids were just on fire, so confident. We did give up a basket. We shot in the wrong end, so that's 2 points. If we don't do that, we might win that game. But we lost in overtime 48-44. Tim had 12, Leo had 7, Eli had 9, Elijah had 8. Payton had 2, Chase had 6, Isaac was 0, and Angelo was 0. We only had 17 points at the half, so we scored 23 in the second half. Their number one kid had 26 points. We could not stop him. He was all over the place. He was out-rebounding us, which we were a taller team. We should not have been out-rebounding. We're 2-10 at free throw line again. So that was the Blue Warriors. They ended up winning the Christmas tournament, so... They're a very good team. Coaches coached really well. The fouls were even. And we took this game as a win, even though we lost, because the kids actually had fighting spirit. And we knew that we would start winning again. Then we played the Blue Devils up at Central Gym. And we got our first win of the year, 31-22. Tim had 5, Eli had 4, Leo had 2, Chase had 12, and Elijah had 8. Payton, Isaac, and Angelo held off. All the scorers were the starters. The team just moved the ball well, figured out defense. We started to implement that 3-2 zone. And this was the first game that we really did it, and our defense created offense. And our bigs, Chase had probably about 7 blocks and 10 rebounds to go along. He's definitely coming along as a big man. Tim was trying to get the passes in. I challenged him to have 10 points, 10 assists. You can see he was making an effort. Eli with his tough defense. Leo with the wing defense. Payton with the occasional rebound. Isaac able to help bring up the ball. Angelo was playing good defense. And Kelton had 11 points for the Blue Devils. Blaze had 8. Allen had 2 and Aiden had 1. Blue Devils were shorthanded. They only had 5 kids. One was hurt. Their sixth kid was hurt. We were 1-for-4 at the free throw line. We played tough defense and we generated offense by playing tough defense. It took us a half. We were slow again to get off the bat, but we were able to finally get the groove. Then last night was our first game back after the Christmas break. Kids haven't seen each other, haven't played with each other the entire time, and we won 53-26. It was about eight minutes into the first quarter. We played 10 minute. We called a timeout. Coach Cutter suggested a timeout because the energy just wasn't there. And I told them, I challenged them to grab rebounds. We were getting out hustled. And that team, we should have, that score matched what we should have done the entire time. So it was a 10-9 game after the first quarter. And the second half, we had 21 points at the beginning of the second half. The fourth quarter, we just dominated. We couldn't press because we got such a big lead. But we weren't really pressing. We were just playing attack and defense and grabbing rebounds. The key to the game was right after that timeout, Peyton and Chase on the offensive board. We grabbed four offensive boards right in a row. And we got 2 points out of it. But you could just see the energy. It was like, all right, Peyton's going up there grabbing rebounds. Let's go. Chase started getting involved, everything. Tim had 13. He had a three. Eli had six. Leo had six. Chase had 16. Elijah had four. He had a three. Peyton had two. Isaac had two. Angelo had his first basket, which is a three of the season, and he had four. We were 2-for-8 at the free throw line. We need to get better at the free throw line. The one thing I did notice, and so did Coach Cutter, that in the layup line, we were just hitting every layup line. And usually the kids are kind of goofing off and everything. You could just see a focus. And it just, they just came off the Christmas break like, all right, let's go. So we're back at 2-2 now. We got a huge game on Saturday against the defending champs, Coach Griffin. He always, as a coach, I've never been able to beat him. He's always been pretty good. And then after that, we got the Nets, the Hornets. And then Coach Shell, who's a well-coached team as well. And we'll see how it goes. But as of right now, we're 2-2, moving up in the standings. For the tiebreaker, it's points after the head-to-head. So right now, because we haven't played a lot of teams that have won, that win last night was a big help to us in the standings. All right, I'll continue this next time after Saturday when we play Coach Griffin. Thanks.